Welcome at Nipro Radio.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel got to go. Pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind a reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show you the colors that are painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. Someone's waiting just for you. Spinning wheel, spinning true. Drop all your troubles by the riverside. A painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly.
A very, very warm welcome at the Nipro Radio Show with the title, It's Closing Time. Well, indeed, we're going to close this wonderful year, 2023, in a very special way, in style and with excellent music. Because we have received, and this is absolutely amazing, we have received song requests from more than 22 of the entities across Europe, India, Africa, and the US. And that is, of all radio shows, a record high. Keep sending your warm welcomes through our chat function on the website, on the Radio Nipro page. That is www.escape-radio.be/Nipro. Well, that's a huge name, so I'm going to repeat that one. www.escape-radio.be/Nipro. And, well, why not send a request for your favorite song? Then maybe we can already put it in the playlist and maybe it will be in the show. We might not play it in the show. That might be possible. So then we put it in our Spotify list, the Nipro Spotify playlist. And we started this show with a request by Hazari Samiri from Nipro Digital. And he says, this song is about not complaining and focusing on what's coming, no matter what present circumstances are. Blood, Sweat and Tears is an American band of 8 very talented and technically gifted musicians formed in 1962. There you go. There's a bit of history there. And the song is totally unpredictable. Tempo and genres change as a testimony of their musical mastery. Spinning Wheel, that was with Blood, Sweat and Tears. An absolutely amazing song. Now, what to expect in the next 2 hours? Because it's 2 hours Nipro Radio closing time. There are going to be live interviews with Nipro people across the region, of course. We're going to welcome, and this for the very first time, and that is a scoop, ladies and gentlemen. That is something totally new. Listeners in the Middle East from Nipro Medical in Dubai. Welcome to all the listeners from Dubai and also all the way from China, Nipro Pharma Packaging in Shanghai. So welcome also for the listeners tuning in China. It's already very late there. I think it's 10 p.m. at night there and they're listening to the radio. So, well, a lot of respect to the Chinese people. We're going to give a preview of the Nipro Awards evening. which will be upcoming Saturday in Antwerp. And that's going to be a night full of awards and surprises. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And also an announcement at the end of this program. Who won the International Dnipro On The Move Challenge 2023? Because you are, of course, a very healthy company. And you're always walking and cycling and swimming and jumping and dancing. So that is something that we have to empower. Live here, also in the studio. And it has become a habit. It's our yearly meeting that we have here in the radio studio. And I'm so happy that he's here. The CHRO of Dnipro Europe Group Companies, Bart van Bambos. Bart, welcome.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. Good morning and good evening in China.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good to see you
again. It's absolutely amazing. Right. In China, 10 p.m., first time they're listening. It must be really cool to be able to listen to the radio that we are making in Belgium all the way in China.
Yeah, so that's amazing. And it's a new part of our new region next year. So yeah, very curious how they will experience this Radio Dnipro for the first time.
Yeah. We wish them, of course, a warm welcome. It's closing time, Bart. We're closing the year 2023. It's almost over, a few weeks to go. If I would ask you to look back at the past year, 2023, well, how do you look back on this year? How was this year for you, and how was it for Dnipro?
Well, first of all, I think like most companies in the world, what struck me most is that the world is rapidly changing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from an economical, political, climate challenges.
Yeah.
And how we have to balance that out as a company. So that's quite challenging, but it also offers a lot of opportunities. Mm-hmm. So finding that balance between the challenge at the one hand and then the opportunities at the other hand, that is very interesting. And also from a people side, it requires really adaptability.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to see how people cope with that. Sometimes that goes smooth. Sometimes it's more a struggle. Mm-hmm. But it's a very fascinating period. And in the end, I always say from a people side, it's the smile that counts.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
If I look around and I see people smiling with that smiling attitude, that still remains very significant. Mm-hmm. And that makes the difference.
Yeah. So the good vibes and the good motivation.
Yes. So that's on the business side, let's say. At the other hand, of course, we had the war in Ukraine last year, you remember, impacting some of our employees, being Ukrainian, doing business also in Russia and Ukraine. So that's definitely was the case. But now we have additional war in Gaza.
Yeah.
We also have an employee who is living in Belgium, but her mother and her family and her relatives are in Gaza.
Wow.
So that's really very impactful. And yeah, I think it's very important that we are aware how impactful that is for the person.
Mm-hmm.
It's for us already very hard and tough to look at it.
Yeah.
But then living in Belgium and with your family over there, that permanent uncertainty, 24 hours for months already now. So yeah, a big shout out and a big support both to our employee with the Gaza roots, but also our Ukrainian employees. It's still tough living abroad. That is something we should not underestimate.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, what strikes me, Bart, is that the first thing you mentioned is the human factor. And you were like, business, okay, but the human factor. And that is what really strikes me at Dnipro, is that this human element is so important. And it also struck me last radio show that it was when that was a war in Ukraine, that was immediately talking about people, giving each other support. And also through the chat box, messages came in from all around the globe. I think that's really amazing to see how this is, how this is working between people at Dnipro. It's really amazing.
Yeah, we call it the Dnipro family feeling, let's say. And of course, it's easy to say, and it's never like in every family, not always bright and shiny, of course. But that attitude is there, and that feeling is that. It's something definitely making a differentiation working for Dnipro.
Yeah. Let's say that we closed 2023. So that is in the vault. Door is locked. But now a new door opens, which is the door to 2024. What is 2024 offering on an HR level?
Well, a bigger family.
Okay.
With the Middle East, you mentioned it already, and with China.
Yeah.
So very much looking forward to that. Also from the HR side, a stronger team. Mm-hmm. I think we have some people in new roles. So I wish them all the luck in that new role. Yeah. We have a new HR director promoted internally in the US as of next year.
Okay.
So that's also very fascinating. And then also balancing what the company can afford at the one hand and what people require. Mm-hmm. That balancing act. We are a low margin company.
Yeah.
So we have to be critical. We have to be rational. But at the other hand, we want to do the right thing for people as well.
Mm.
So balancing that out. That's definitely something we are looking forward in 2024.
Wow. And a new, bigger family. How many entities do you have now in total?
32. And wow. Then China and Middle East adding 34 next
34 time. Entities. That is absolutely, that's a huge family.
Yes.
Keeping them all together and organizing a Christmas party for 34 entities. Yeah. Gonna demand long tables.
Yep.
So if we talk about music, Bartel, what is the song that you would like to hear right now?
Well, I have chosen a song that was submitted not by myself, but by Tineke Kluitenberg of Nipro Medical Netherlands. And she says about the song, "Let's be there for each other in love and peace. Do not despair. Together we are strong."
Mm-hmm.
So over fear and into freedom, as Nutini sings it in the song.
Nice words.
We are proud individuals living for the city, but the flames couldn't go much higher. We find God and religions to paint us with salvation, but no one, no, nobody can give you the power, the right, left dripping down the wall of a dream that cannot breathe in its harsh reality. Mass confusion, spoon-fed to the blind, served now to define a cold society from which we arrive. No. You just got to hold on. You just got to hold on.
Those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us use that power. Let us all unite.
And we'll rise. Oh, my love. No way. Through the science sky, the space becoming our mind. Over fear. And into freedom. From which we'll rise, over love and over hate. Through the silent sky, the space becomes an almighty. Over fear and into freedom. Silent sky that's bursting from an almighty. Over fear and the freedom.
You're listening to Dnipro Radio.
Well, it's all.
Someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring.
Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right, as long as you got somewhere to lay. Well, it's
somewhere down the road away,
at the end of the line,
you'll think of me and wonder where I am these days.
At the end of the line, of the line.
Maybe somewhere down the road when somebody plays
the
purple haze.
Well, it's all right, even when push comes to shove. Well, it's all right.
I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that.
At the end of the line, of the line.
And it don't matter if you're by my side.
At the end of the line,
I'm satisfied.
The Traveling Wilburys, who say that it is all right. Absolutely, it is all right, because it's Dnipro Radio. It's closing time. We're going to close 2023, and this in fashion and with wonderful music. This song, well, there's a story to this song, because Elena Malciu from Dnipro Medical UK, I believe, Bart?
It is.
It is, yeah. She sent in, "This year, I had a major surgery, and I'm thankful to everyone that supported me in my recovery, especially many thanks to my manager, John Gooch, for his understanding and support." And for this reason, and this is special, she chose a song, but not her own favorite. But Bart, which one?
It's the song of John.
Ah,
John Gooch, basically, that is his favorite song. So I thought that would be a nice mix.
It is a very nice mix. So to honor John Gooch, well, we're going to play his favorite song. And this was the one at the end of the line. It's the other way around. Yeah, I have a bit of a cold, Bart. I have a bit of a cold. So this means that my brain is functioning a bit slower than normal. And he says about the tune, "The End of the Line" by the Traveling Wilburys. It's a great tune, nice lyrics about living a good life. And also, these are legendary artists. Well, what more can we wish for? In any case, I would like to wish Elena a swift recovery. I hope that everything is going well with you, Elena, after the surgery. And I hope that you get a lot of support from your environment and from your colleagues. So there you go. Talking about colleagues, I think we have someone on the phone who is really, really dying to talk to us. He is all the way in Poland for the moment. It's the CEO of Dnipro Medical Europe, Serge Kemps. Serge, good afternoon, good evening, good morning.
Good afternoon to all of you.
Hello, hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. As you said, I'm in Poland. I'm finishing a European trip together with our Japanese management. And this evening I will be flying home, so it's my final trip of the year.
Okay, okay. How many trips do you do on average every year, Serge?
Oh, very difficult to say. Between 20 and 30, I would say. So
this year was
quite expensive, including 4 trips to Japan. So it has been more than other years.
Yeah. More than enough air miles that you have collected. So there you go. How are things with Yamazaki-san?
He's doing fine. We've been on the road since Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We have visited several of our subsidiaries and met with the local sales teams. And today, as said, we are in Poland, and tonight we will be flying back to Belgium. And tomorrow we will be in Mechelen.
Okay.
He's doing very fine.
Yeah. What I'm missing in all your explanations, Serge, is a little bit of partying. Was there a little bit of partying going on the European tour, or not at all?
There was.
Okay.
There was,
It's the
motto of Dnipro, also the motto of Yamazaki-san and myself. We work hard but play hard.
Ah, so, there you go.
During the day we worked very hard, made the plans, we reflected on everything we accomplished over the year, but of course in the evening there was time for a nice dinner,
yeah,
and some drinks together in the Dnipro way, like we all are doing the best we can to do that.
Fantastic. So one of my main questions is, I also asked Bart, how do you look back at 2023? The year has flown by, but for you, for Dnipro Medical Europe, how was 2023?
2023 was, as every year for NME, was a very challenging year.
Mm-hmm.
As last year, in February last year, we were struck by the impact of the war between Russia and Ukraine, which has a significant impact, of course, on our business and on everybody's lives.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, unfortunately, today we also find ourselves in the middle of a conflict. In Gaza, and of course, it is not impacting our business as much as the Russian-Ukrainian war,
yeah,
but it is touching the personal lives of some of our colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that, first and for all, I want to say that our thoughts are with our colleagues and their families, because it's a very, very difficult situation that they are facing day in, day out.
Absolutely.
Now, from a business perspective, it has been a very successful year. NME is showing a growth of more than 10%.
Wow.
Which, after the difficult year of last year, is a tremendous performance. And also one thing that was very important for this year is that we are really accelerating our provider business.
Mm-hmm.
So today we are already running 17 dialysis clinics in South Africa,
yeah.
And we continue to grow there. And it's really a token of our Sampo Yoshi strive that we really want to do good for society. And I was there in South Africa a couple of weeks ago, where I really could witness how well and how we are serving our patients. And I think it's something that as a company we can be very proud of what we are doing there.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, 2023, like I said, it has flown by, Bart. It's going very fast.
It's going very fast, still a few weeks to go.
Yeah.
And from a business perspective, still important weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Close the year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, 2024 is nearby.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. So how are we looking forward to 2024? How are you looking at Nipro Medical Europe for the coming year?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I really hope that in the world and from a political standpoint, I mean, we really are coming in a calmer situation. I hope that these conflicts would resolve soon, so that everybody, indeed, as we are an international company, we are impacted by this. But we truly hope that for our colleagues, that really this painful situation is being resolved soon.
Yeah.
For 2024, from a business standpoint, it's going to be a special year for NME because our territory is going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And as of January 1st, we will welcome the colleagues of the Middle East into our territory. So the NME territory really is gonna grow, not only from a business perspective, but of course also geographically and in number of colleagues. And I don't know whether we have some people from the Middle East in Dubai or East Africa listening to the radio here now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to wish them a very warm welcome to the Nipro team.
Yeah.
And together we really aim to exceed a new threshold, a new milestone that we want to accomplish, and that is to exceed the 400 million euro threshold.
Okay.
So that's going to be an important step.
Yeah, I hope they're listening from Dubai and also people from China. So and from what was it, South Africa?
East Africa.
If they are listening, drop a message in the chat box. It's still available. So if you're listening from Dubai, East Africa, or China, just go to the chat box, type something. And for the people from China, maybe if they can type something in Chinese, that would be awesome. That would be so cool. Maybe time for music, Bart.
Yes, Serge, what song would you like to hear and why that song?
The song that I, it's already an older song, but the song I really like to hear is Beautiful People of Melanie. And the reason for that is, as I said in the beginning, this year I've traveled extensively together with the rest of the teams, of course. And we everywhere where I went, also this week again, I was witness of the extraordinary performance that our teams are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only the performance of them as a team to support the business, but really how well they work together. And in every single aspect, obviously, when we have dinner in the evening, we also talk about their personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
But I really could see how, and this is what's probably differentiating our company from the other companies and is making it really the best of the best. We have a tremendous group of beautiful people. And so, and that's why I thought this song was really a demonstration or a proof of what we are as a company of beautiful people.
Very beautiful people. And we wish all the best to you there in Poland. Give our regards to Yamazaki-san.
I will do so. I will definitely do so.
Yeah. And safe return home. And Serge, thank you very much for coming into the radio show. We wish you all the best for the end of the year. Already a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And then all the way to the beautiful people with Melanie.
Merry Christmas to all of you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
beautiful people. You live in the same world as I do, but somehow I never noticed you before today. I'm ashamed to say, beautiful people, we share the same back door and it isn't right. We never met before, but then we may never meet again. If I weren't afraid you'd laugh at me, I would rot and take all of your hands in. I'd gather everyone together for a day, and when we gathered our best bottoms out, they'd say, beautiful people, then you'll never be alone, 'cause there'll always be someone with the same button on as you. Include him in everything you do. Beautiful people, you ride the same subway as I do every morning. That's gotta tell you something. We got so much in common. I go the same direction that you do. So if you take care of me, maybe I'll take care of you. Beautiful people, you look like friends of mine, and it's about time that someone said it here. And now I make a vow that sometime, somehow, I'll have a meeting, invite everyone you know. I'll pass out buttons for the ones who come to show. Beautiful people, have to be alone, 'cause there'll always be someone with the same button on as you. Include him in everything you do. He may be sitting right next to you. He may be a beautiful people too. And if you take care of him, well, then maybe he'll take care of you, 'cause all of the beautiful people do. And I'm a beautiful.
Stay tuned for some more favorite tracks from our Dnipro colleagues.
The collectors made me nervous. I can't relax no more. Should I go out or stay in? Never had this feeling before. There's something wrong with me. I'm not
all the way to the end. Red Zebra, I Can't Live in a Living Room, requested by Ben De Witte, director of the IMAP Training Center in Mechelen, Belgium. And he says, well, this is a Belgian post-punk band. Well, post-punk. Well, you can say that again. They're from Bruges back in the 80s. And Ben knows the frontman, Peter Slabbink. And this song always makes me sigh and thinking about all people with mental problems, feeling alone, especially in this holiday season. Fantastic song, Red Zebra, I Can't Live in a Living Room. We are ready for our next guest, and we go all the way to South Africa. A very warm welcome, Tanya Kasim, Unit Manager, URC Clinics in South Africa. Hello, Tanya.
Hi.
Hello. It's a long wire to South Africa, so it took a while. So, but there she is, Tanya Kasim.
Happy to have you, Tanya, on the radio show. Being in South Africa and involved in the URC clinics in South Africa, can you explain a little bit to the broader audience what URC is and what happened this year at the URC?
Hi, Bas. It's a pleasure to be here. So basically, URC stands for Universal Renal Care. It's a renal healthcare organization that consists of many renal clinics around South Africa. So in these clinics, we provide optimum and adequate dialysis to our patients who are in end-stage renal disease. Dialysis is a procedure for this chronic illness that provides the replacement of the kidney function. Mm-hmm. In these clinics, we also maximize on the treatment time for further educating our patients on various aspects such as their diet, their fluid management, access care, and so on. Mm-hmm. We assist these patients with our support, we advise them, as well as we manage referrals for other related complications. So we are full on with providing dialysis treatments and external related assistance to our end-stage renal failure patients.
Right. All right. Now, Tanya, you are unit manager at the URC clinic. What is exactly your role in this process?
Okay, so I am the unit manager of Universal Renal Care in Mount Edgecombe in KZN. My main function is to maintain patient priority. So by providing excellent quality care to all these patients, as well as ensuring that the operations are run efficiently. So inclusive in my role, I have to display strong leadership and advocacy skills to ensure that this is consistent. Well, I believe it is highly recommended to have strong work ethic, professionalism, and continuous drive to learn new things and stay relevant in the field. I also am consistently modeling my professional development methods and constantly empowering my and encouraging as well as motivating my staff, because I believe together everyone achieves more.
Very
I
important.
Always keep an open communication channel with my team, both on trust and respect. And in this way, patients are satisfied and comfortable, which makes my task and oversighting to reach targets and patient satisfaction more achievable.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Once again, Bart, the human factor, eh?
The human factor that makes a difference, and you hear it as a testimonial here as well now from South Africa.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful.
So thanks, Tanya. How many clinics did URC acquire this year?
Well, the URC acquired Mount Edgecombe on the 1st of April 2023 this year, and then thereafter, within a short space of time, on the 1st of November this year, we acquired Pinetown, Ladysmith, Komashu, and Vienwood. So a total of 5 clinics in KwaZulu-Natal was acquired this year.
And overall for South Africa this year?
The newly acquired units, but there are over 10 clinics throughout South Africa.
Okay. Wow. That's huge, huh? That's huge. Yeah, absolutely amazing. And I hear that you have strong work ethics, but also that your door is always open for people to come and have a little chat. I believe also that because you are below the equator in South Africa, that it is currently summertime in South Africa. And yes, I am jealous, Tanya, that it is summertime in South Africa. So my question is, how are you going to spend the Christmas time and New Year's in South Africa?
Well, yes, the festive period is always an exciting time because it's summer as well. So I will be at the clinic on some of the days of the week, performing my tasks and responsibilities to the best of my ability. But on my rest days, I intend on utilizing the time to spend with my family for outings and obviously relaxation days at the beach. Because I strongly believe as well, it is important to have a healthy, balanced life, which has a positive impact on our mental health.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So did I hear you say that you were going to the beach?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Okay, Tanya. Unfortunately, this is all we have time for. No. I wish you all the best, really. Have a great Christmas. Have an absolutely crazy New Year's. Enjoy your time at the beach. And, well, get some rest after this busy, busy year. I can imagine that it had an impact on you as a person, maybe also on the people who surround you. So get some well-deserved rest for the next year. And then we're going to play a song because the next song was selected by a colleague of you at URC South Africa, Ashley Moodley. Yeah. And she says, this song expresses joy and celebration for the year end, appropriate for celebrating the memories and moments of 2023. And it's Kool and the Gang with a celebration. So let's go. Tanya, put your arms in the air and wave them like you just don't care and dance to the Christmas and the New Year's. Thanks for coming on the show.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Regards to South Africa.
Listening to Nipro Radio.
Nothing If I Ain't Got You, Alicia Keys, requested by Charlotte Leconte-Ostrowski, Product Portfolio Manager at Nipro Pharma Packaging International, and she's based in Germany. And Charlotte says, I think this song fits with the most wonderful time of the year, which highlights the time with loved ones. This song has behind it a nice message of simple love. I also like this wonderful artist for her personality, her strong vocal and piano performance. Absolutely. It's an absolutely mind-blowing number. Thanks for those wonderful words, Charlotte, and a nice introduction to also our next guest, and that is Monica Devi-Lim, Editorial Manager in Marketing. Hello, Monica.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Fine. And yourself?
I'm doing very fine. Although I have a bit of a cold, but it's okay. I have some nice tea and Bart is here for mental support. And it's going fine. It's going fine.
Excellent.
Monica, where do I call you for the moment?
I'm sitting in Belgium.
Okay.
In Kesselo-Leuven.
And could you describe Kesselo-Leuven a bit for the people who are abroad? Like, what is Kesselo actually?
It's a little town next to Leuven. Leuven is a big university city.
Mm-hmm.
And Kesselo is like a commuter town next to Leuven.
Mm-hmm.
It's not tropical. I'm from the tropics myself.
Okay.
I'm from Singapore.
Okay.
So this is the exact opposite of what Singapore is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And is that a good thing or a bad thing?
A change is always welcome.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, message noted. but also, the weather is not really good. So, Well,
it's good because it's not raining at the moment.
Yeah, it has been raining for weeks, right?
Yes, it has.
Oh my God. So, I was just introducing you as the editorial manager in marketing, but of course I'm a layman, so I have to ask you, what is an editorial manager actually?
Basically, I look at all the documents and texts that go out in the name of NEPRO.
Yeah.
This ranges from product brochures to long-form articles to shorter posts on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I go beyond a simple spell check. So I discuss with colleagues ways to find how we can elevate the content and make the material more appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, always doing a check that it is factually correct as well.
Okay.
That's one part of it. The other part of it is I write articles that are related to NEPRO, which are used in both internal and external communications. So, for example, every month we do a post on Motivational Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So there are little motivational quotes that we post on LinkedIn. And also, the most recent thing I did was the year-end greeting card that we send out.
Okay, nice, nice.
Yeah.
So
all these are shared on our website, our social media. So it's basically a lot of communication.
Yeah.
Yeah, marketing is a lot about communications as well.
Yeah. I think you're great at it.
Thank you.
At communication, eh? Yeah, I think so. I can hear it, but it's right, eh?
Yes, it's really a lot of work, very valuable work. So, yeah, we are so happy to have...
And sometimes, Bart, hard work gets rewarded.
Exactly, and Monica, congratulations with your NEPRO Award. You were nominated in the category Respect.
Thank you very much. It was a huge surprise.
Was it? Yeah.
Yes, of course. I was not expecting anything like this at all.
Yeah, because the amazing thing that in each category between 120 and 174 people were nominated, so to get it to the final three, that's really a big achievement. So congratulations for that. And upcoming Saturday, we will disclose the final winners of the NEPRO Awards, Olivier.
So imagine if only she wins, then yeah. Yep. Everyone will go crazy. By the way, Bart, just to intervene, people are going crazy because I read here in the chat box, Trina Remedios, who says, "Go, Monica, you rock." And Annick Somers, who posts a message, "Monica, we are rooting for you. And the girls in India are screaming and dancing."
Oh, I love my team. I really do.
Yeah. So you have the full support of everyone who is listening. That is absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And if I look in the jury report, Monica, it says every month Monica is trying to make us get acquainted with yet another Japanese business principle. Can you elaborate a little bit on that? What's happening with that Japanese business principle? What does it mean?
Okay, so we work for a Japanese company, so we're always trying to find ways to add a Japanese touch to what we do. One of the things we did this year was to put up a few Japanese business principles, philosophies, principles that I communicate about one a month.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, as a non-Japanese person, I have to understand what the Japanese philosophy is about.
Yeah.
So there are several ways. You can do this by researching on the internet. You could ask ChatGPT, but then, you know, take it with a pinch of salt. And then actually what I do is I research on the internet and then I reach out to our colleagues in Japan with the help of a very kind Japanese colleague by the name of Satomi Honda.
Mm-hmm.
She helped me to threw some light on the Japanese philosophies for me. And then we got in touch with some people in Japan that we interview how we use these philosophies in our operations. And then I write a long article. That article is placed on our website and also on LinkedIn.
Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely amazing. I would like to read those things because the Japanese culture is absolutely beautiful.
It's rich.
So, yeah, it's very rich. Like we said, the CEO of Japan, we had them online some years ago. And, wow, it's really, really nice to have, all this culture and these rituals that you can see. So, absolutely amazing to learn from that. And what was the name of the Japanese colleague? Was it Satomi Honda?
Yes, Satomi Honda.
Satomi Honda, thank you very much for assisting Monica with all her work. If you're listening, type in a little message in the chat box so that we know that you're there. Monica, this show is, of course, all about music also. I know that the girls in India are already screaming and dancing, so we're going to add a little music to that. What song would you like to hear, and why have you chosen that song?
I would really like to hear Desert Rose by Sting.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, Sting is one of my favorite singers.
Yeah.
This one in particular, it's a very haunting song. Mm-hmm. It combines two different cultures. And I love that because it shows what is possible when we find ways to work together.
Yeah, absolutely. And just like you mentioned, the culture of Japan and then maybe our European culture and maybe also the Indian culture, Chinese, everything has to mix. Not easy. But if we can get it done, Bart, then...
It can become very rich then.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to listen to Desert Rose by Sting. Monica, so nice to have had you in the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Monica. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
I'm
You're listening to Dnipro Radio.
Me Back by DJ Nice E, requested by Nikita Afanasev from Dnipro Pharma Packaging, Russia. And he says, I say hi from Russia to all our colleagues across the globe, and especially the ones who I previously worked closely with. I wish you all the best. Nikita, we wish you also all the best. It's already a few minutes past three. There we go. The new hour has started.
Welcome at Dnipro Radio.
Hey, brother. There's an endless road to rediscover. Hey, sister, know the water's sweet, but blood is thicker. Oh, if the sky comes falling down for you, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do.
World I can do.
Brother by Avicii, requested by Lynn Scapens from Nipro Pharma Packaging International, who says this song represents hope, being there for each other also in difficult times, and this is what Christmas is all about. A happy Christmas, everyone. Well, Lynn, hugs and kisses to you under the mistletoe. It's past 3 p.m. here in Belgium, so ready for the next hour at Nipro Radio, and well, we're gonna kick it off with our next guest. It's the CEO of Nipro Pharma Packaging, and it's Stefan Arnold. Good afternoon, Stefan.
Good afternoon.
Hello, hello. How are you doing?
Quite well, thank you.
Okay, where am I calling you for the moment? Are you in Germany?
No, I'm actually in Mechelen in our offices.
Oh, you're in Mechelen, because you have a German-sounding name. I thought you were in Germany, but you're in Mechelen, in Belgium.
Yes, for a change, I'm in our offices.
Ah, okay, okay, nice, nice. So, Stefan, how will you remember this year 2023 that we're about to close? How was this year for you, and how was this year for Nipro Pharma Packaging?
This year really required for Nipro Pharma Packaging, our team, but also myself, really to constantly adapt to new market situations and challenges. So I would say it was quite an exciting year, but it was also a pretty tough year. Mm-hmm. You know, sudden drops in demand, other important new projects that we won. So good news and bad news in the same time.
Okay.
But constant changes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, changes never cease to stop. Eh? It's always, well, there's one constant, and that is change. So, was it like stressful for your employees? Was it like, well, high tension, or was it still okay?
I think it was quite a high tension. So I have to say I'm very thankful for the Nipro Pharma Packaging team around the world that they were adaptive, and they still need to adapt. Situation still keeps changing. So, you know, if one product area is suddenly less demand, another needs more, people need to adapt, need to change to different areas, need to learn new tasks and new responsibilities. So I would say, yes, it was quite a stressful year for everybody. So I'm sure everybody's looking forward now to a few calm weeks at the end of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's good towards the end of the year that it calms down for everyone. That makes the spirit also so nice for everyone, I think, Stefan. If you look at 2024, what do you see as the main challenges for Nipro Pharma Packaging?
Yeah, thank you, Bart. I think our biggest challenge, I think we have two. Number one is really to bring our production output back to the expected levels. Mm-hmm. We really have products that our customers want from us, but we're sometimes or quite often late with some of the products that we sell and ship. Mm-hmm. And the second challenge is really to stay competitive. You know, everybody is talking about that inflation is maybe not as high anymore, but costs are still higher than they were a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And you know, we have invested large amounts of money over the last 3 years in capacity increases. Now it's really our turn here to deliver and to bring the production to our customers and to make our customers happy.
There you go. That's a nice goal for 2024, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah, Stefan, a lot of Nipro Pharma Packaging people are listening to the radio. What would you like to tell them now that they're listening to you here in this interview?
I think we are very fortunate as Nipro Pharma Packaging team that our customers continue to rely on Nipro products to safely deliver their drugs to the patients. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of projects in our pipeline. Our customers trust us. And so I think we are, really facing a bright future. So it's in our hands to realize it. I think the team is ready. If we have the teamwork, the willingness that I see around the world, and then we will be able to secure a successful and dynamic future for the Dnipro Pharma Packaging.
There you go. There you go. This is a call to all Dnipro Pharma Packaging people listening. Well, type a little message in the chat box to just motivate each other and to wish each other the best for Christmas and for New Year's, so that you will make a flying start in 2024. What song would you like to hear, Stefan? And why have you chosen that particular song?
Yes, I would like to hear the song. It's called Waterfall from Michael Schulte and R3 Hab.
Yeah.
It's mainly about that life is like a waterfall. Today we do face some challenges, and some might look unsurmountable, but together we will find a way to succeed.
There you go. There you go. I think everyone at Dnipro Pharma Packaging are good swimmers, so a waterfall is not going to hurt us. There you go. I wish you all the best. Merry Christmas already, and a Happy New Year's to every one of you. And, of course, Stefan, thank you very much for coming on the radio show.
Thank you, and a Happy Christmas to all the Dnipro Pharma Packaging team around the world.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. But it's hard sometimes when you're scared to take a step. You're fighting with the waves, so afraid of the tide. Gotta let it go. Down. Oh, when I'm lonely and when I come undone, remember what you told me, life's like a waterfall. I know the only way to get along is going with the flow, cause life's like a waterfall. Oh, oh.
Listening to Dnipro Radio. Uno,
due, tre, gatto.
I lineamenti di Lucia erano otto volanti e Paolo se ne innamorò e rivolse lo sguardo al cielo e ai suoi santi. Io ve lo chiedo umilmente, so che siete occupati con tutta la gente più bisognosa di me, ma mi sono innamorato e vi sarei molto grato se lei ricambiasse il sentimento. Amore, amore, sei sempre la stessa vecchia zolfa. Sei la porta che scricchiola, il motore che si ingolfa. L'ombrello dimenticato alla stazione del tram. Il rumore di un sogno che resiste sotto al peso dell'età.
Mm-hmm.
e sopra il gommone traballante il sorriso di Fatima era una nave da crociera e circondato da sale misto al sangue il giovane Samir scoprì la primavera. Affacciati dal gommone e tendimi le tue mani in fondo, se chiudi gli occhi pare di essere sul Titanic, ma noi non affonderemo e tra chi ce la faremo. Sento già il profumo di pizza, ma forse è solo la libertà. Ora amore sei sempre la stessa vecchia solfa, sei la porta che scricchiola, il motore che si ingolfa, l'ombrello dimenticato alla stazione del tram, il rumore di un sogno che resiste sotto al peso del età. Scappato dalle chiese e ti nascondi nelle foto di un turista giapponese, sei quasi morto sotto i colpi di fucile della NATO e oggi taci per paura di sembrare addolcinato.
Kiss the golden shore, the sunlight warms your skin. All the beauty that's been lost before wants to find us again. I can't fight you anymore, it's you I'm fighting for. The sea throws rocks together, but time leaves us polished stones. We can't fall any further if we can't feel ordinary love, and we cannot reach any higher if we can't deal with ordinary love. High in the summer sky and rest on the breeze. The same wind will take care of you and I. We'll build our house in the trees. Your heart is on my sleeve. Did you put it there with magic marker? For years I would believe that the world couldn't wash it away. Cause we can't fall any further if we can't feel ordinary love, and we cannot reach any higher if we can't deal with ordinary love. Ordinary love. We can't fall any further if we can't feel ordinary love, and we cannot reach any higher if we can't deal with ordinary love. We can't fall any further if we can't feel ordinary love, and we cannot reach any higher if we can't deal with ordinary love. We can't fall.
Such beautiful music here at Dnipro Radio. You Too and Ordinary Love, requested by Amin Shaikh from Dnipro Pharma Packaging India, who says this song is so close to my heart. Whenever I feel down at work or at home, it rejuvenates me and lifts me up. And as the song highlights the importance to love yourself and your surroundings, it's the first thing in life to be positive on who you are and what you already have in your life. Be positive and live positive. Thank you all and regards from India. Amin, thank you very much for this wonderful message. Thank you very much for this wonderful song. And before this song, we had a special request that we received from our colleague Luca Durante from Italy. Because apparently, and that's what he says, he tries to drop this particular song in the Dnipro Radio's playlist every year, but it has never been played. So this year, we did him a favor. It was Bagatelle by Pinguini Tattici Nucleari, and it was from Luca Durante. Luca, thank you very much for that wonderful song. I saw the cover of the album. It was with a frog, and the frog was wearing a crown, so I'm gonna buy that album just for the cover. It's absolutely amazing. From Italy, it's all the way now to Germany. Ilona Engert and Alexandra Klöffel from Dnipro Pharma Packaging Germany. Wonderful Dream by Melanie Thornton. This song puts you in a good mood and it lets you float into another world for a moment. We wish a great end of year to all Dnipro employees and a warm hug all the way from Germany. Thank you very much for all that warmth, Ilona and Alexandra. And let's go and dream with a wonderful dream, Melanie Thornton.
Oh, it's a dream. tuned for some more favorite tracks from our Dnipro colleagues.
El camino que lleva Belén baja hasta el valle que la nieve cubrió. Los pastorcillos quieren ver a su rey. Le traen regalos en su humilde zurrón. Ropopompom, ropopompom. Ha nacido en un portal de Belén el niño Dios. Yo quisiera poner a tus pies algún presente que te agrade, Señor. Mas tú ya sabes que soy pobre también y no poseo más que un viejo tambor. Ropopompón, ropopompón, pon. En tu honor, frente al portal tocaré con mi tambor. El camino que lleva Belén yo voy marcando con mi viejo tambor. Nada mejor hay que te puedo ofrecer. Su ronco acento es un canto de amor. Ropopompón, ropopompón. Cuando Dios me vio tocando ante él, me sonrió, me sonrió.
Rapapampam, Rafael El Tamborilero by Maria Lopez Guerrero, Javier Garcia, and Abelardo Royo from Dnipro Medical Spain. What a wonderful song that was. And Abelardo says, this is one of the typical Spanish Christmas songs that we all learned and sang when we were kids. So I think, Abelardo, that you were singing along with Rafael and El Tamborilero. And Maria Lopez Guerrero says, when I was going through a tough period in life, I found some kind and supportive people within Dnipro to be my lighthouse, and I'm so grateful for that, and these people will be in my heart forever. A warm thank you and a Merry Christmas to everyone from Spain. Well, gracias. Time for the next guest in today's Radio Dnipro show, and he is the totally new general manager Dnipro Digital Technologies Europe. Welcome, John Geskier.
Good afternoon.
Hello, John. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Aha. Where am I calling you for the moment?
Well, I'm currently in a meeting room at the Dnipro Digital Technologies offices in the beautiful city of Bruges.
Aha.
Our offices are very close to the city center of Bruges, so it's a very nice place to be at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for those who don't know, Bruges is one of the most beautiful cities of Belgium, eh? Bart?
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Very nice city center, a lot of culture.
Yeah, absolutely. If you come to Belgium, then you have to visit Bruges.
And they will host the warmest week next week.
Absolutely, yeah. The warmest week, which is an event where everyone can ask for a little bit of money for good causes. So that is organized in Bruges, so a very warm city. I was told that you are the general manager, John, of a very dynamic group of young tech people in Bruges. Well, how is it to be their leader?
Well, I'm very fortunate to be the general manager of the NDTE team. The team is very talented, tech-savvy. We are a software company.
Mm-hmm.
Also very innovative, and we have several actions on artificial intelligence.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, they are very inspiring. And, my role is there to empower them and guide them towards the common NIPRO goals.
When did you start in your new role? Because I like I told in the introduction, you're the new general manager.
Indeed, yes. So I started 2 months ago, so it's still very early, so only 2 months.
Yeah, very fresh, very fresh.
But, John, what will you focus on in 2024 with that young team in Bruges?
Well, in 2024, the main focus will be on scaling up our business and expanding our global presence. So we have an increasing number of customers and countries that we are selling to. And of course, it means that we have to adapt to different markets, also different cultures and regulations. And so our team has grown in the last year from 10 people to more than 40 people.
Wow.
So in the team, there is a lot of entrepreneurial spirit still from a startup. And I think it's important to keep that spirit and also make sure that our company can grow with all these opportunities that that are there.
Yeah, so if I hear that, a very important year and also a very global year, let's say, serving all these countries, developing for serving all these countries in NIPRO Medical. So that's going to be interesting, I guess.
Yes, yes, it will be a lot of very interesting challenges that lie ahead of us in 2024.
Okay. If we talk about music, John, what would be the song that you would like to hear this afternoon and why?
Yes, I would like to hear the song Papillon by the Editors. My two favorite groups are the Editors and the National. And I saw them both live at the Wefter Classic Festival in 2019. And they were really fantastic performances. And the song Papillon by the Editors is a song that always makes me feel energized and inspired. So if there is a moment where I need to feel more energized and inspired, that's the song I will play on my radio.
Wonderful, okay. Wonderful. So let's hope that 2024 will be the year where your team comes to full to its full potential, like the caterpillar who changes into the beautiful papillon. And then, John, I wish you all the best for Christmas and all the best for the new year.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Have a nice day.
Regards.
Bye.
Make our escape. You're my own. Too fast, feel love before it's gone. It kicks like a sleep twitch. My papillon, feel love when it's gone. Like a sleep twitch. Darling, just don't put down your guns yet. If there really was a God here, of doubt or what you could achieve. Well, I found you out. I've seen the life you wish to leave. But when it kicks like a sleep twitch, you will choke, choke on the air you try to breathe. It kicks like a sleep twitch.
like a sleep switch. Like a sleep twitch.
You're listening to Nipro Radio.
Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky, and this is a record demanded by a bunch of people. A joint thank you message from Tammy Baraclough, from Robin Diziano, from Kim Crispo, from Ronald Allen, and from Beton Dubois. And Kim says, it reminds me of all the important people in my life that are gone and no longer with us. And Ronald adds, Christmas is my favorite time of the year. And Beton highlights, let's support each other also in 2024. We all need some support from time to time. Don't forget, we are stronger together. Wise words from Beton Dubois. High time now for the last guest in today's show. And it's all got to do with Nipro on the Move, the Nipro on the Move challenge. And that we That's a challenge that we have initiated in 2021. The aim is to stimulate health and well-being by motivating everyone to move. And as a Nipro community, we wanted this year to move from South Africa to Turkey, passing by our 10 enemy branches along the road. And that is 18,000 kilometers. And as we always want to perform better, the target this year was 5,500 kilometers higher than Nipro on the Move target last year. So we have a colleague on the phone who participated this year. A very sporty welcome to product manager Renal Care, Sam van Praat.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Sam. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm doing good. I have a nice cup of tea here. Bart is here for the mental support and to co-host the show, so it couldn't be better. And also our technician here, our DJ, is having fun, so it's absolutely a great atmosphere. Sam, are you doing sports for the moment? Are you running right now?
Right now, I'm not. I'm working and listening to Nipro Radio.
Ah, okay. Because I heard that, you joined Nipro on the Move, the Nipro on the Move challenge. Now, my question is, why did you join the challenge?
Why? Because in Nipro, we're one family, and we all have the same goal, and I want to contribute to that goal. And the personal touch in it, I must say, because in Corona time, I actually did a 30-day challenge with some friends, running 30 days consecutively.
Wow.
I repeated it in 2021, always having a higher end kilometer, end distance. And I didn't do it in 2022 and 2023 up until now. And now with the Nipro on the Move, I grasped the opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
So, I just ran the 30 days and overachieved my previous year. So personally, for me, it was success.
Okay. How do you do that, Sam? You run every day. After like 15 or 16 days, you must be sore. You must discover muscles you didn't know you had.
Yeah, exactly. Indeed. But there are some miracle creams out there. from some medical companies that you can use for that.
Yeah.
Indeed. I'm also a bit blessed, I think, because it's not for everybody.
No. How many kilometers did you run a day?
On average?
Yeah.
No, 15.
15 a day.
But some days he made 30, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. Correct. Yeah, really?
One day I made 30, yes.
30 kilometers in a day. That's what I do on my bike. Yeah,
if you have a good day.
If I have a good day, yeah. With wind in the back. Yeah. Bart, how many people did participate in this wonderful event, the Nipro on the Move challenge?
96 people, Olivier, spread over 9 countries.
Countries
did participate. So,
yeah,
big thank you to everyone who joined this Nipro on the Move challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So great job to all.
Yeah. We have some results already in that you would like to share with us, Bart?
Sure.
Yeah. So, because it was everything that has to do with moving. So, it was walking, running, also cycling.
Biking.
Yeah. Swimming.
Swimming. And also, that's of course, fascinating.
Yeah.
Because you don't make a big distance with swimming.
No.
But the best swimmer of this year was Ivan Smet from the IT team.
Yeah.
He made 69.9, so not to speak about 70 kilometers of swimming.
Wow.
During the whole period. So he swam almost every day.
Wow. So big congratulations to Ivan Smet. He must have had wrinkly fingers.
I guess so.
Yeah, if you're in the water all that time. And also, if you can post a picture of yourself, Ivan, maybe in the swimming pool or something like that, or just a picture from yourself, then we know who Ivan Smet is, I'm going to say 70 kilometers, Bart. Because
definitely.
69.9, we just say 70.
Yeah.
70 kilometers, that is absolutely amazing. There was also running. And there we have also an absolutely amazing distance.
Yeah, the best runner comes from South Africa this year, Shirley Tevarahu, with running 580 kilometers, 0.28.
Oh.
Some was second, but Shirley, definitely was our best runner from South Africa. She also ends on the fourth place overall this year.
with 580 kilometers, she gets the fourth place. So that means that there are people who ran more than 580.
That was all biking.
That was all biking. I already thought so.
Yeah. Okay. So she's the best runner, the and in the overall ranking, she comes in fourth.
Well, how long could she? How long was this period of the challenge?
About a month.
Oh, yeah, 580 kilometers in a month. So congratulations to Shirley. That is absolutely amazing. But now over to Sam. Sam, you're still there, eh?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because now it's a very important moment. We dive into the top three and the bronze medal, the third place. Sam, I give it to you. Who is in the third place?
On the third place, we have my lovely colleague from the CET team, Charlotte Leconte, with 897 kilometers, of which 860 outdoor.
Wow. Wow. Absolutely great. Amazing. Big round of applause here from the studio in Belgium. Fantastic. Now we go to the silver medal. Silver medal, second place. Sam, it's up to you.
The silver medal is from Pieter Verkruijke, from NDTE, 1,017 kilometers.
Wow, absolutely amazing. 1,017. And yeah, also here, big round of applause from the studio in Belgium. And also, of course, send your congratulations in the chat box. And then, where there is bronze, there is silver. Where there is silver, there is gold. Sam, the gold medal of the Dnipro Challenge.
It is, of course, not that much of difference, but the first place is also within our Bruges office, Jasper van Gestel, with 1,176.
1,176 kilometers in 1 month. Absolutely amazing. Big round of applause. Yeah. The end total in kilometers, Bart, if you can shed a light on the numbers.
Yeah, so first of all, congratulations to everyone who participated, and definitely to the winner, Jasper, from the young team in Bruges, together with Pieter, and also Charlotte. Great achievement. So everyone, thank you. Thank you to the winners. And the end total, so out of the 18,000 kilometer we had as a target, we achieved 90%, and that is 16,150 kilometers.
Wow, with 96 people.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and that means our target was 5,000 euro.
Yeah.
So now we will offer 90% what we have achieved. We try to be honest. That means 4,500 euro we can offer to the charity Doctors Without Borders.
Oh, absolutely amazing, amazing, which is a very, very good cause to support. 4,500 euros. This is thanks to the 96 people who put in all these efforts in swimming, in walking, in running, in biking. So thank you. Thank you very much. And when you want to participate, is it again, is it organized again next year?
It will be again next year with even a higher target and with more people.
There you go. So start training, get on your bike, buy your running shoes, start swimming, and then we can achieve a higher goal and give even more money to charity. I think we have a special song for all the Dnipro on the move participants. It's, well, sometimes after having run for 30 days, you have to pick up the pieces, and then you go with Average White Band. Sam, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Sam.
Keep on running.
Will do.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Another home. I know you're not alone a night shift. Wanna miss your sweet voice, that soulful noise on the night shift.
What a beautiful song, Night Shift, Bruce Springsteen. The almost final greetings of this year, Radio Dnipro, come from Mark Benazouk, Finance Director of Dnipro Pharma Packaging France. And Mark writes, this song brings back a lot of memories. Everyone, a Merry Christmas and a great end of year. Yeah, Bart, we're almost at the end of this Radio Dnipro show. I think, well, everyone's listening. What would you still like to say to all the Dnipro employees?
Well, Olivier, I would like to thank you, first of all, and I would like to thank all the people joining this radio show. It has been great. Thanks to all employees as well across our region for their engagement the past year. And I would like to wish everyone a great end of year festivities to enjoy with the family, with the loved ones. And looking forward to know the winners of the Dnipro Awards as well, upcoming Saturday.
Yep, keep us posted.
Exactly. And other than that, happy 2024 to everyone.
Absolutely, absolutely. Also for you, Bart, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I think it's going to be a wonderful time of the year for everyone out there. Share some quality time with your loved ones. You can listen to the recording of this radio show on the website if you want, and then we are ending this show with we're going to end it in style. Coldplay with Christmas Lights, requested by the colleague Teresa Matos, her favorite Christmas song. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Coldplay, Christmas Lights.
Christmas night, another fight. Tears we cried, a flood. Got all kinds of poison in, of poison in my blood. I took my feet to Oxford Street, trying to right a wrong. Just walk away, those windows say, but I can't believe she's gone. When you're still waiting for the snow to fall, doesn't really feel like Christmas at all. Christmas at all. Still waiting for the snow to fall. It doesn't really feel like Christmas at all. Those Christmas lights light up down where the sea and say to me, may all your troubles soon be gone. Oh, Christmas lights keep shining on. Those Christmas lights light up the street. Maybe they'll bring her back to me. Oh,
Christmas lights keep shining.